Thank you very much for this opportunity to share a few words. As you see, I don't have any written reports. I'm a preacher, so it just sort of comes natural. Most of the time when I have things written down, I really don't go through them anyway. And of course, being a mayor is much more involvement than being on the city council, but not taken away from them, part of what city councilmen do. So I want to thank the Mount Rose Church Activist Association for holding this forum, Randy Wells for always being so involved in detail in getting these things, because truly our city is of most importance. Coming on to the city council, I was feeling an unexpired term of Mr. Williams, who had done a great job. Mm-hmm. So first of all, just coming in, I was just really, I've always been reluctant to sort of, I forgive me for the expression, of basically getting into politics, if this is a form of politics. And I've always seen great debates over the airwaves and when it gets to the president, you know. And my viewpoint of this is always just saying what I want to do, not taking away from what other people are doing, and to appreciate them for what they're doing. So I appreciate the former mayor, I appreciate Morgan, all the city officials that have done a job down through the past. I say thank you for what you have done. Coming on to this city council, it's kind of a learning curve for me. It's actually a learning curve. I didn't do a lot of talking, because if you don't, you got to kind of find out what things are about first. You got to find out what you're working about. You got to find out what people are doing, and to appreciate them for what they're doing. I really have learned there's a lot to the city. I mean, when I went around, they showed me so many different facets of the water, of the streets, and I mean, just it was really mind-boggling. So it gave me a great appreciation for what the city workers do, and it's a great undertaking. So I thank them very much for what they have taught me. Coming on to the next election coming up in May, be a little bit more advanced, and I'll be a little bit more outspoken. But what I really want to make sure that everyone understands, when I took this position, I said, I'm not just in it for Ward 2, I'm in it for the city of Brenham. I want to make sure that every person, everyone has equal representation, and I speak my voice on certain things that I feel that need to be said, whether it's people of Ward 2, Ward 3, or 4, whatever. I want to make sure that I do my very best. So I want to appreciate each of you for having confidence in me to be a city councilman. I want to do my very best in learning, and if you have concerns, just feel free to come forth, and I'll do my very best to make your opinions known to our council members or wherever they need to be, and represent not only Ward 2, but every ward is as equal representation. So I want to say thank you for this opportunity of coming and sharing on tonight and putting on this forum, because we know as citizens, we want to make sure that you represented well, and we're doing what we can. It's not just something that we do to be doing it, but something that we do to represent this community well. So I say thank each one of you for just allowing me to be here on this evening, to be a part of this setting. And I've learned, really still learning, and I've been welcomed in by all of the city officials and giving me the support, willing to give me support. Whatever I need to know, I can ask them at any time. So I appreciate that so very much. Brenham, I've been in Brenham for, my wife and I got married back in 1970 on December the 24th. We have three sons, and they are all grown. My oldest son is, I think Morgan taught a couple of them, couple of my sons. And they are, my oldest son is in Houston, my youngest son is in Houston, my oldest middle son is in Houston. And for some strange reason, my youngest son decided to take a job in Golden, Colorado. Oh. He just started working up there Friday. And so we tried to say, okay, but you got to kind of let them flex their wings and experience in certain things. But he's doing well. So we thank God for our family. Thank God for this right. Brenham community. Thank God for what you've done. And I said, I am the pastor of New Life Church of God. I've been around in this community for all of those years. And I've met many of you, and many of you know me. And just feel free to whatever you have, don't hesitate to come. I will sure try to get an answer for you and voice your concerns and make sure that you're represented well. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.